For a long moment, Darsal couldn't bring her mind to focus on what her eyes had just seen. One moment, Billows had been standing over the books, finger extended, and the next, he'd vanished in a flash of light. And with him, the books. But it wasn't the books that Darsal cared about now.
"Billows?"
Her voice sounded hollow in the empty clearing. She dropped to the ground and ran toward the rock, eyes scanning the trees for sight of him. Surely he hadn't actually disappeared into thin air.
"Billows,
answer me, for the sake of Elyon. This isn't funny." "He's gone," Yonis said. "I told you the books were dangerous. Now Billows has gone and done it, that fool!"
Darsal swung around and screamed at him, as much out of frustration at Billows as anger directed toward Yonis.
"Shut up!"
Yonis swung down and approached, followed by Sylvie. Both held her in a steady gaze. "The improbable events forced upon us over the last few weeks have changed us," Darsal thought.
"Take it easy, Darsal," Yonis said. "Do I look like the enemy to you?"
"Take it easy? What do you suggest now, that I follow you to hell once again? Just head out into the desert and find Billows. He vanished before our eyes."
"I'm not the enemy. Is that so difficult to understand?
The books are gone because Billows is a fool. Focus your anger at him, not me."
"Where did that imp go?"
Sylvie asked, blinking at the trees.
Darsal wanted to slap the girl, if for no other reason that she seemed so smug in her newfound confidence by Yonisa's side. She had her man, this unlikely leader of warriors who didn't seem to know the meaning of the word quit. Not that Darsal resented Yonis, or thought less of him than he deserved, but she felt that any attack on Billows was an attack on her. If they knew what Billows had done for her all these years, they would understand. If Yonis was Sylvie's man, then Billows was hers. In fact, much more so than these two who'd known each other less than a month, Billows was her savior, the only love she'd ever known, her life. And now Billows was gone. Darsal paced up to the boulder, ran her hand over the rough stone where the books had rested only a minute earlier. The surface was warm, by the books or by the sun, she wasn't sure. Yonis spit to one side.
"What did I tell you? I should have taken them from him in the desert and kept them out of sight. Show Billows 1 ounce of trust, and look what it's earned us."
"You care more for books made of paper than you do for flesh and blood?" Darsal demanded.
"If they were just paper, Billows would still be standing here with a bloody finger on their covers."
He was right, of course, but that didn't change the fact that Billows wasn't standing here. Yonis continued as if he'd read her thoughts.
"I know you and Billows are close. For that matter, I've risked my own life for him."
"And he for you," she said.
"Yes, I suppose so. But you have to remember that the books must come first. We've all risked our necks for those 3 books, and we still have 4 to find."
Darsal paced, trying her best to remain calm.
"For all you know, Billows has just taken the next step to find those blasted books. I can't believe you're taking this so lightly."
Yonis started to nod.
"Were you the only one chosen, or was Billows also chosen?"
"All of us."
"Then quit pretending that the books are more important than he is."
"Stop it," Sylvie cried. Darsal grunted. Here they stood, 3 new recruits to the Forest Guard, Sylvie and Yonis just 16, Darsal 17, chosen for this mission that no amount of fighting or wit could accomplish. Sylvie was wearing a white cotton dress, an oddity for the fighter with short, tangled blonde hair, who typically walked about in battle dress. She preferred to have knives strapped to her thighs. Yonis had cleaned up as well, draped in a tunic as if he were as much a part of the council as the elder.